couldn't move at all, not a muscle. As much as I tried, I just couldn't move. I felt like I was being pinned down to somebody's bed. I don't know whose bed. And I led there for I don't know how long. All I could see was black. All I could see was black. And feel the heavy thump of music from the party downstairs. The party I don't even remember leaving. I do remember dancing, drinking, more dancing. And that fat creep Gerard rubbing himself against me. Oh, he was such a perv. He was full of cheesy pickup lines and wandering hands. Then my stepbrother, Levi, he shoved Gerard away. I was so grateful for him. He was built like a linebacker and could totally hold his own. He didn't need to be a perv. Girls surrounded Levi all the time. I must have been slipped something. Someone must have put something in my drink. I honestly can't move. It's frustrating, but if I've been drugged, then it must have been a reason. And I'm scared shitless, I'm just a sitting duck. Oh God. I try to talk, to cough or moan, but nothing comes out. I can hear, but I can't see. My eyes are open and I just can't see anything. I'm even more terrified when a silent figure just stands there. Stands there looking at me. And then whoever it is, they walk over slowly. And oh God, they kneel by my legs. And then they widen them, spreading me out. I feel myself whimper, but it never escapes my mouth. The stranger rubs what I'm assuming to be his large finger over my lace panties, down my slit, and I feel myself getting numb. I try hard to pretend that this is just a dream and then I'll just wake up. He pulls my panties down and roughly shoves his fat finger inside of me. God, if I could move, I'd jump away. God, if I could talk, I'd scream. He twists it, and he turns it. And then he adds another to my dry pussy, and rubs my clit, maybe in desperate hope that I'll get wet. It's just not happening. And he growls. He bends, and his massive tongue licks me from top to bottom, over and over, poking his tongue into my tense hole, moaning like he's eaten his last meal. And all I can just do is lie there, just perfectly still while he licks me. I lie there while he spreads my thighs impossibly wide. I lie there while he shoves my dress up to my armpits. I just lie there while he gropes my breasts until they're sore. I lie there when he opens my pussy lips with one hand. And I lie there while he starts to push his thick cock into my pussy. I want to scream, shout, slap, but all I can do is just lie there. And he pushes until he's all the way in, panting, gritting his teeth. After a few slow pumps, he slams into me. And I can feel the wetness spreading along my slit. I can also feel him grin in triumph. I can feel everything. I'm hyper away. I can feel as he pinches and twists my sensitive nipples while just leisurely fucking me. Fucking me without my permission. I have no control over anything. No control over what he does or what my body does for him. And I get wetter and wetter with each stroke of his intrusive cock. He grips my hips while he starts to pound more frantically. His nails pinching into my skin. My body, it gets hotter and hotter. My skin is flushing and he can feel me tightening around his cock because I know he knows. He knows I'm gonna come. His grunts get louder and they fill in the room. And then he speaks and he says that he knew I wanted him, that I was hot for him because I've been dressing in skimpy clothes around the house on purpose. That I'm cock tears. That it's only a matter of time before he was going to fuck me. And it's my fault. It's all my fault that he had to use such measures. And that I'll be begging for his cock from now on. He tells me how he's gonna sneak in my room while our parents are asleep and fuck me every night. He rubs my clit and he fucks me hard and fast. And I finally let out a noise of pure pleasure. It's like, and he throbs and he spills inside of me. And I carry on coming. And I come all over my stepbrother's cock.